Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Suger, and today's episode is on attracting abundance and the law of appreciation. Welcome back. I'm doing an episode finally on something I feel like I have not done an episode on before properly. And I think it's a good thing because I did need a lot of like solid evidence on the law of appreciation and attracting abundance into your life. And I wanted to kind of put a lot of it, of the theories and concepts out there to the test. And if you know me, I have studied the science on this, so the laws of physics and quantum physics. So it's not really as spiritual. Well, like it's fetched in reality, but it is spiritual-ish. But you can apply everything, even if you're not spiritual. It's basically mindful mindset practices, thought practices, awareness, and things like that. So it's still very applicable to like life, even if you're not a spiritual person and you just want an abundant life. But I would like for you to hear me out on some of the spiritual things before you sort of like, you know, I guess decide to not listen, but it's up to you. So I hope you enjoy this one. The first thing about this, before I actually talk about like I think the most important laws of the universe, I wanted to talk about spirituality first, because obviously this is a more spiritual podcast and I try to keep my podcast away from spirituality because I feel like it's definitely a personal thing for everyone and I don't want to be too spiritual because I feel like it's an individual way of observing and only our own individual experiences can really give us that belief system to the level. So pushing my ideas isn't something I like to do on anyone in any situation. Like that is why often you'll see me step back or step down in a lot of situations. Other people may try to push for a certain outcome or whatever it might be. But because, you know, I'm quite an accepting person of, I guess destiny, whatever will be type thing. And I wanted to talk about, you know, spirituality allowing me that level of peace, I guess. Basically, I've come to an understanding and studied a lot of about this. And I sort of mapped out, like, I guess the reason why you're all here is like things that I, you know, states of being that I wanted to experience for the duration of my life. So not just like here and there and things like that. Happiness, joy, peace, and abundance, and just overall the best that life can be were some of my long-term goals. And obviously life can't be perfect always, but understanding where I'm always aiming is really important. And the things that I'm mindful of in life that either add to this or take away from these things kind of simplifies life a lot. So when you kind of have goals like this and then you have other things that enhance or contribute to these things, it makes a lot of life's like decisions, changes, challenges, paths, you know, moves, things like that so much easier because you can see the bigger picture. And usually mine are tied to feelings. I know that's crazy, but it really truly is like that. And so as spiritual beings, like we actually are all spiritual beings, like we are energy. So energy is very closely tied to spirituality. And the reason why I wanted to talk about the law of appreciation more than most of the other laws, they're all very important and you can Google them in your own time. Just type into Google or YouTube more. I would say YouTube, and look at the 12 laws of the universe, and that will give you a very simple understanding of things that they're like, you know, I wouldn't say commandments or anything. Like, I feel like the Catholic faith was like a little strict, like we had rules, but the laws of the universe are kind of like up to you, and you can sort of take them if you want and apply those laws or to achieve certain levels of frequency and to operate from a certain state, depending on how good you get at it and how strict you can be with yourself on it. And you are able to then sort of navigate life a little bit differently to how you would if you were just totally free, I guess, like to do whatever you wanted without really knowing about this. The best thing about abundance is that it's literally on earth for everyone. Like, nobody is superior to anyone. And I know that people are born into different situations, but when it comes to actually like abundance and things like that, there is definitely certain characteristics from people that I've definitely observed, and I've even been and not been in my life, that I've observed. Self-observation is always the easiest, it's always the hardest, because sometimes you're just doing things on autopilot and you're not really like fully aware of it. And if people point out things about you that you don't really like, you kind of defend yourself, which is natural, and or attack, or you just don't listen. And sometimes you have to come to your own understandings of like your own awareness. And what I have noticed is like the number one thing within, I would say, like, it's easiest, and I know it's rude kind of, but it's really easy when you're not the person that you're you're observing, and you're on like the other side of a situation, and to sort of like, rather than get involved in a situation, more like observe, and then observe other things that happen within certain situations. If it's like about another individual, I'll give you a scenario. So for example, if you feel sorry for someone one day and you start to do nice things for them or buy them some gifts because you realize that like they haven't had a lot for a long time, or you know, nobody really ever treats them when they don't get any respect or whatever, and so you take it on yourself to go out and do something really nice for them, and you're kind and you really don't mind whether or not like you get anything in return. That's not why you're doing it. But in a lot of these situations, one thing that I have noticed, I've never wanted anything back, and I have went out of my way to do random acts of kindness. And I'm just giving this as a real example because it kind of opened my eyes to like this law being actually true. And I did those acts of kindness because I always put myself in a situation and I thought, if I was in that situation, I would be so grateful and so appreciative if someone ever thought of me and went out of their way and did something nice for me. I just think I would never get over it type thing, because that's the kind of person that I am. I'm such a grateful person, just for little things, for all things. And I always think about like the nice things that people have done for me, or just the great things that life has offered. And I just still get the same feelings of appreciation. And, you know, so when I go and do a random act of kindness or something, one of the key things that I did notice about people in this situation before, and a lot of spiritual teachings say that like the only person that can really help you is you. And this kind of made this very clear to me. And so I would always feel like, you know, obviously people would say thank you and stuff like that, but they wouldn't mean it. I know that sounds really like, how do you know? But just like you, like appreciation is like an energy. You can just feel like that if you bought someone something that you knew they couldn't afford, that's the type of situation that I mean. Not something that they need, but something that like, you know, was like something that you know they could never get. And you just feel like they didn't respect that amazing, valuable item or thing that you did that they could never have gotten at this point in life without, you know, that gesture. And it's kind of disappointing. You know, it just changes the whole atmosphere of like giving. And so when you're kind of like looking for things like abundance and you're like trying to manifest like, I don't know, nice things or your dream house and stuff, you've actually got to look at like your value on things. Like, it happens with people as well, and relationships and friends and things. Like, a lot of the time, like when you see people with a lot of something, it's because they really appreciate that thing, you know, whether it be friendship or their relationships. Like, you can see people, some people are just really good at like relationships and they just never can stay single. They don't even try to get a new partner, but maybe because they really value the, you know, the offer, like what another person has to offer within that dynamic, they attract it. Even if they lose one, they will attract another. Even some men, you know, I've noticed this, like some of them just appreciate women so much, and all the prettiest, most beautiful women in the world are always there with those people that genuinely appreciate women and have no hidden agendas and no ill intentions. They just literally appreciate women, and they just get all the women, all the prettiest women flock that way. And a lot of the time you'll see guys that have underlying issues with women and have a negative sticky energy about women, and they, you know, it's a lack of appreciation for what women are, because a lot of the time you can want stuff, but it may not be for the right reasons. It may not be because you actually value that thing or that item or having that house. Sometimes a lot of these wants are actually for your own status and for your own selfish reasons, and you want to like have something to show off, or you want to like look better than someone, or you want validation from you know, females, or it's kind of like a using energy, and that is a repellent to abundance. So before going out into the world, you have to get yourself into a situation where you are whole as you are, and that your levels of appreciation come from the gesture itself, the actual item itself. And that means as well that not everything that you want is going to actually align with you really feeling that level of appreciation, because you can manifest and want and desire things all you want, but the universe still knows what you value. And if you don't understand the value of something, and you know, or you dismiss the value of things, the likelihood is you won't get those things very easily again, because you've had your moment to, you know, you've had your moment. And, you know, when the universe sees that you're not fully appreciative, or you don't take care of that thing or those people, you know, it does become more difficult, and life can get much more difficult. And you will see that, you know, it doesn't even seem worth it to be there in the presence of somebody that doesn't appreciate your presence. Or if you do something nice for someone, get them something they can't afford, it doesn't seem worth it, you know. So it literally is such a repellent to even other people, for other people that are on the other receiving end of it. Because, you know, for me, like, I feel like a lot of my abundance comes from my genuine human nature, and it's because I'm such an optimistic person. Like, I don't go out into the world wanting to get anything. I never wake up any day and I think I want to look better than this person, or I don't have any of those thoughts. Like, I just, I'm so grateful to date for what's come. And whenever, you know, I get anything new, or, you know, these random miracles occur, great opportunities arrive, or just something comes into my life at the perfect time, or someone, or I get a new best friend that I just can't believe that I didn't know all along, or just there's so much things, you know. And I just, those have overwhelmed me so much that, like, I'm never even usually ready. I haven't even come down from the appreciation that I have and just enjoying what I get by the time the next thing has rolled around, you know. And that never, that optimism for life was still the same when, like, things weren't, you know, always, like, so abundantly in flow physically. But within, I, you know, would still get out of bed, jumping out of bed in the morning at 4:45, same time, ready to start my day. Like, I have literally written evidence of this. And back then, you know, I was just living a pretty, I would say, good life, but I was young, you know. I was like in my early 20s and I was just doing my fitness, and I was just genuinely so abundant. I was probably even more, I even say, like, I still go back to basics, and, you know, because I was so abundant in that state, and, you know, you could have kind of like taken everything from me. And because my state of mind was just constantly in that flow energy, like, it just always has been. And I can really, you know, I just naturally look at what is working and what is good. And I have the level of understanding that in life, sometimes you can't always, you know, be like, you can't always be the person that's getting blessed, but you have to be happy for other people and use that energy for other people's blessings. Like when, I don't know, I was injured last year and I couldn't even really walk. Like my best friend was, you know, living her, like the peak moments of her life, like getting married, she fell pregnant. And it, rather than focusing on what I wasn't getting and being stuck and being unable to walk, I was actually just like, okay, I'm going to pour all of my gratitude into her blessings. And so I kept that energy. And then by the time I was, you know, I was done celebrating that, mine had rolled around again. And so sometimes it doesn't need to be about you. It can be about enjoying it for other people. Like there's always someone around you, close to you, that's won something. They could have won their events, shows, fights, whatever they're doing. And you can really celebrate that, you know, and make it as special as if it was about you. Because a lot of the time, you know, we're so self-centered in life that we don't even really get to enjoy and celebrate other people as if it were our thing. And I don't think there's anything nicer than being around people that are that happy for you and literally feel that level of, you know, shared joy for another person's blessings. And I think that is like another thing when you're going to be in family environments or in relationship or in friendship groups, like, you know, regardless of how anyone else shows up, and if that level of enthusiasm isn't shared to you now, oh my god, here we go, I yawn, then it's very important to make sure that you stay in that energy, because before you know it, you will have people around you that do that as well. Because, you know, your frequency is like one of the most important parts of like being magnetic, I would say, to good things. Like I know that most people probably don't feel as happy and as joyful as me about certain things that they get. Like they could get the same thing as me, but I know I'd make a bigger deal about it and I'd be happier for longer, because I'm just like a very, like things hit me like much higher, on a much higher, harder scale than the average person. Like I'll go on about a bag I got from 2016 and I will still be obsessed. And like still every time I look at it, I'll be obsessed. But I would have already got other ones, but I would still be so grateful for that. And I look at like my empty boxes of stuff that I've gotten over the years and I'm like, wow, I'm so lucky. And when I say all of this, I actually don't mean that I don't deserve it, because I definitely do. And so does everybody else. But it's more like I know that these things are actually incredible to have, and you know, they really make me happy. And it's the same for experiences that I have, like every time, like I'm really absorbing myself in the moment, and that level of appreciation is just like a full field of energy that is very difficult for, you know, for other good. It's very hard to want to come away from that. So in one way or another, you're gonna either seek out ways to feel that again, or things are just gonna come to you. But one way or another, you wanna make sure that you're staying grateful and in appreciation, because, you know, life, sometimes you think the grass is greener on another side. But even when and before I achieved when I started out on my first 10-year goals in my 20s, and now I'm on my second 10-year goals, my state of mind will never change. Even though I will accumulate more things and I'll go through more experiences, within the time from when I was 20 all the way until I end my life, well, my state of mind and my abundance, regardless, will always be the exact same level. Like that is just always going to be the same. It's never changed since I was 20. And it was not 20, like probably like 23. And I knew when I hit that peak, I was like, this is the perfect, not too high. Like it was just above too high. I mean, just below too high, where I just felt really good and happy. And of course, I've went through life experiences that have completely shut that down and blocked that. But once I unblocked chakras and I was able to come to lighting myself up again, I actually lit back up even more and felt more appreciation for myself, more self-love. And I started to channel my energy and refine it even more. And when I was younger, I used to think like, I don't mind giving out my energy to everyone, good energy, spread it everywhere, because I genuinely just had so much. And like, I could do that and never be drained. And I literally just had unlimited energy, and I still do. But I think like the thing was, I used to give out a lot, but then I used to get back more. I don't even know how it worked, but I really did do that. And I used to read a lot of things online and people would always be like, save your energy. And I'm like, how do they not have like unlimited energy? Like, I don't know what you're saving, because I was always trying to like give out mine. And, you know, I feel like when you lose states of joy and abundance and appreciation and you're not enjoying what you're getting up for, or, you know, goals that you're working on, and you haven't got a why or a reasons to be where you're at now or doing what you do every day that you are genuinely excited about, it can feel like your energy is a bit lower, because I've done that too. So once I get myself into a clear state of mind about what I'm doing and where I'm going and what's next on the agenda, what's coming up, more importantly, deadlines that I've got to be done for, you know, certain personal goals, and I truly do feel overjoyed, and appreciation is really high just doing what I do on a daily basis, that literally anything that comes after, I have multiplied appreciation, because those are all literally bonuses to me. I really am very centered already by myself. Like, I already have my formula, you know, and I've talked about this before, but the formula that I've got is very, very attractive for abundance. Like, people, you know that I'm not going to really like, yeah, I'm not going to feel that, like, they just know that I'm not going to feel like up and down and being inconsistent and stuff, because I've sort of have my system. And a lot of it has to do with just being like very present, being very aware. And, you know, little by little, as you get older, you know, you do wake up a lot, you know, but it's important to not like be too observant on the outside, but more channel your focus on the kind of energy that you're putting out to the world. Because even like, you can focus on people all you want, and you can try to like think of strategies and tactics and the best words to say or the best messages to say to get certain things to happen, making things happen. But ultimately, you don't need to do that if you're really, you know, in a state of being that's very high anyway, and you're not really in a massive rush to conquer this and do that. You just gotta like kind of like let things happen in their own time and just be very overjoyed with what you do have. And if you don't have anything good happening, look around you for people that you love and figure out if they do, and celebrate for them. If there is no one around you, then look at people on Instagram and just be overjoyed for things they're doing. Find people that are succeeding or doing amazing things and just get happy for them. You don't always need to have an emotional connection to people to be like, oh, I'm actually really happy for that person. They probably worked really hard for that. But you've got to feel it as well. So it depends on how much you can feel into those emotions, because those are very, very high emotion, like emotional charges, and they sort of plug you into possibilities and to opportunities and to abundance. And you never really feel like, I don't know, you never really feel doomed or hopeless. You always feel like, oh, like, you know, things are temporary, like God has shown you directions and his, you know, maybe put you on a little bit of a slower side for a while, and then puts you in a faster side, and, you know, gives you a little bit, takes away some. And ultimately, like, you do see a lot of growth, and you see a lot of potential in the world and people and in yourself. And I think that is so exciting. I think, you know, sometimes your life today and your youth today, there's so many things that you won't have later that you do have today. Because, you know, when one thing, you know, happens, another thing might go. So whilst things are present in your life, that's the thing, like, you've got to understand that some things you can't foresee not being here today, because it's just every day for you. And it's just where you're at now. And trying to imagine yourself being grateful at a time in your life for something in your life could be that you're young. When you're not happy is something you have to look and observe yourself at from an older person's point of view. That will be you. And you have to think about the things that you would say to yourself if you're miserable in your youth. You're going to look back when you're older and you're going to think you're literally like, what were you thinking? Like, you've got, you look so beautiful. Like, you know, beauty is going to go. Like, we're not all going to stay beautiful forever. Like, you just got to use these things, you know, you got to make the best of these things. You got to work on like improvements within yourself that, you know, when you look back later, you'll be like, at least I did everything I could during that time. I made the most of it. I used it. I optimized it. I, you know, I've got no regrets. I really used my youth, and you cannot get those years back. And so wherever you're at in life, sometimes you can be really disappointed by things on the outside, but you've got to look at what you can harness now and in abundance and work with what you got and be very mindful of the fact that there is a lot of things that you have today that won't be, that you'll want in the future, that you'll wish for in the future, that you can never buy, you can never replace. And those are things like your time, your youth, all of this stuff. And you just got to remember that that alone in itself, that mindfulness, that constant reminder really makes you appreciate every day. Like, I don't want to miss a day of every single day of my youth. Like, I'm like, I need to, like, you know, I need to keep this as enjoyable and as long, like, I'm trying to like lengthen it as much as I can. Like, I want time to go as slow as possible, and I don't want to be anywhere fast. I want to be in the moment, and I want to enjoy things at a nice pace where I don't have to like catch up, you know. I don't have to, it's not just a big blur. Like, I want to be present, I want to be absorbing, I want to really remember each stage of my journey. And that's why I'm thinking, telling you girls, that like abundance isn't about like getting all these amazing opportunities, people, things, clout, fame, shows, whatever it might be thrown at you. It's actually a state of mind. Like, it's then that all those things will come to you, but you've got to feel the way that I'm explaining in order to get those things, to be able to enjoy those things and to feel fitting for those things, to feel aligned, to feel right for them, to feel like it's not a chore, to feel like it's not a job, to feel like it's not stressful for you. Because sometimes you can want stuff, but you might not actually enjoy that stuff that other people enjoy. And that's also important. You've got to look at like what really makes you happy, because going after things because it's cool or because it might make another guy like you or something isn't what you should be doing. You really need to harness what makes you feel the feelings on a consistent basis that I've described, and the right things will flow into alignment for you, and that will be your abundance. You can't compare abundance, because abundance looks different to everyone. The one thing that you should be striving for within all abundance and states of mind is joy, happiness, actual abundance, and whatever that looks like to you. But you have to know that these are within valuables for you. It can't be for other people. So I hope you enjoyed this, and I will speak to you all next week. Bye.